Seven things regarding roosters. Notice seven pertinent things regarding roosters and compare them with the things of God. 1. The rooster rises early and begins his God-given task to crow. Likewise, saints should rise early and begin praising God and exulting in his grace, shouting, "We are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." Philippians 3:3. It is a profitable day when we start out praising God. We have something to crow about. We are the cut-off folk, even cut off from other Christians, because we believe God, believe His word, and are counted as refuse to win Christ. We see Him by faith and rejoice in Him. We count ourselves happy to be among those that are running this Christian race, those who have left the world behind. Again we read, "Rejoice in the Lord always," and again I say, "Rejoice," Philippians 4:6. Crow, 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 always. It is a good thing to wake up rejoicing in the Lord. When we awaken praising God and ask Him to give us some scriptures, we are strengthened. It is in this evil day we have to withstand the devil. If we let him have the least opportunity with us in the morning, we will be wishy-washy all day. But if we meet him with the sword of the Spirit and rejoice in the Lord that we are in Christ, we can crow, crow, crow all the day. Someone says, "You are one of those emotional sisters." Maybe I am, but we can all be emotional about these wonderful things. Notice another thing about the rooster. 2, the rooster does not refuse to crow because he cannot sing like a canary, but he does crow as if it was the most important thing in the world. Suppose we have not a good voice. Crow anyway. Praise the Lord anyway. We do not have to have such musical ability to crow. Many times folk throw something at a rooster for crowing in the early morning and disturbing them, or at us because we boast so much. If you have been praised a whole lot, begin to crow a little louder for the Lord, and maybe some of your friends or neighbors will throw something at you. You never heard anyone say, "What a charming voice that rooster has." I have heard people almost swear at them, saying, "There is that old rooster again. Knock his head off." Men do not like to hear us talking about the Lord every day. The rooster does not stop crowing because no one praises him. So we can boast in the Lord even if folk do not like it. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians 4:13. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 18 and 19. It is Paul's God that meets the need of those that deny themselves like him. Praise God and yield to him like Paul did, and he will come in abundantly for you as he did for Paul. He knew how to be abased and how to abound. Sometimes we have more victory when we are poor than when we are prosperous. Some saints have their noses on the grindstone, and that is good if the Lord is turning the grindstone. You will not get hurt. God is wonderful. He will take care of his people. Paul says he was seeking the glory of God. He was crowing as if that was the most important thing in the world. Up or down, he was always praising God. That is a wonderful victory to have. The word of God is so wonderful, the grace of God is so flexible, no matter what state a Christian is in, trial or otherwise, he can take it from his Father's hand. As one of our boys in the army wrote, "I thank God that the grace of God has never allowed me to murmur at him. I have never gotten peeved at God yet." We sometimes get a little peeved at his people, but if we just take everything from God's hands, he will work it for our good. We could not stand too much adulation. We who want the best place must be willing for the trials. It is good to be praising God when we are down as well as when we are on the mountaintop. Note the next point. 3. The rooster efficiently does the one thing that is never praised. No one ever says, "I like to hear a rooster crowing." He simply does the one thing that he can do. So if we have only one gift, let us thank God for it and use it. Afterward, the Lord may give us another. If we do what we can, that is all God requires. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Ephesians 6:6-8. We will get from God exactly what we deserve. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. We have a just judge who will give us our just deserts, and then we can never find any fault with him. Our works will all be manifested. He will show them up to us and make us acknowledge that we are getting exactly what we deserve. All the reward that we deserve because of our sowing and crowing, we will receive, and nothing more. Even though we only have a little place in his great house, God can make that profitable. We may reap a great harvest. Look how he used a little servant girl's testimony to bring salvation and healing to that man Naaman the leper. God wants us to do our little bit as though it was the most important thing in all the world, even as is the case with the rooster. Here is another point for Christians. 4. The rooster crows at the set time, which is most unseemly and unpopular. In doing so, he wakes up sleepers, which is most unpopular. If there is here a sleepy head in the spiritual, we would surely like to awaken him and get him started on the racetrack running to win. In this day, we need speedy racers, boasters of this grace of God, of the wonder of this way of God's salvation, the manner of his leading, and the abundant grace that has been shed on our pathway. Grace is the message of the hour, the only message that God ever had, that brings salvation to man. From the beginning of time when man fell, the way of grace was taught Adam and Eve by the shedding of blood and their durable clothing with the skins of the animals. It was the message of the first days, and it is the message of the last days, the message with which to awaken sleepers. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Ephesians 5:14. We know you have heard that many times, but calling attention to it symbolically may speak to some. It is sad to see so many sleeping saints, spiritually sleeping, we mean, plenty of them all around, sleeping among dead sinners and not making any attempt to awaken them. It is pitiful, folk who are really alive, having salvation from God, never speaking to these people who are yet in their sins. The Spirit of God says, Arise from among these folk, and God will give you light. Separate yourselves from the world and worldly people, and God will let his light shine upon you. Folk will hear your crowing, and they will begin to crow also. It is contagious. Sing and laugh and shout about Jesus and his grace everywhere you go, and you will see some folk heeding your testimony, even though others deride and mock. Then the next point. 5. The rooster never complains, pouts, or quits his job. Also, he does not appear to worry about competition nor recognition. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Philippians 3:1. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6. He just keeps on crowing every day in the same old way. He appears oblivious to conditions. The other roosters may be loudly crowing and lustily blowing all around, but he does not seem to notice the competition he has. He has his job and attends to it faithfully, not desirous of vainglory. We may learn many lessons from the crowing creature. 6. The rooster is dependable, persistent, punctual. He is an excellent advertiser. He crows each morning, rain or shine, and will not be daunted or discouraged by rocks or bricks. His clock runs on schedule, and so does his crow. He persists in his God-given duty, whether folk like it or not. He never stops crowing until he has finished, and finished well. No half-done, soft-pedal job for him. Furthermore, he continues in his crowing, even as Paul says to Timothy, But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. 2 Timothy 3:14. The apostle also instructs, Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4:2. Folk may not like it, may turn their ears away from the sound. But we must not let that deter us. The truth must be preached. We must tell the people the gospel. That is our duty. We must tell it with joy. It contains a wonderful story of love. The next point informs us further about the rooster and his crowing habit. 7. The rooster is the announcer of good tidings. He declares every morning that a day with great possibilities is before the world. So we who have such hope in the spiritual must tell it everywhere we go. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Revelation 1, verse 7a. That refers to Jesus, who is coming as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will put down all rule and all authority and power. 1 Corinthians 15:24. Everything will be under his feet. He will bind up the brokenhearted, loose the captives, heal the sick, and cause the lame to leap as the hart. Oh, there is good news for this old world. It will not always be a place of tears and tombstones. The night of weeping will pass away in the glory of the new day. Jesus is coming to turn the darkness away and make all things new. Let us herald the dawning of that glad tomorrow like the rooster of today.